Last week, a New Yorker article by Catherine Schultz caused quite a bit of local panic. Schultz wrote about a catastrophic earthquake that will shake the West Coast. If you stumbled upon that article via social media, you probably remember a very scary headline, "The Earthquake That Will Devastate Seattle." But Catherine Schultz says, take that attention-grabbing headline with a grain of salt.
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea where that weird little social media headline came from, and if it had been run past me, I would have nixed it. It has a strange quality of being both too weak and too strong. It's too weak in that this earthquake risk is not at all just about Seattle. It's about a vastly larger region than that. And it's too strong in that it's not going to devastate Seattle. In fact, in a certain respect, Seattle is better off than a lot of other places in the region, which is not to say that it's not at risk. It is absolutely at risk. There will be real problems there and real casualties and real infrastructure damage. But no question, it was a completely bizarre headline.
You don't just write about earthquakes in this article. You also write more generally about the Cascadia subduction zone and the potential for a major tsunami, which could be, in fact, more dangerous than the actual quake itself. Locally, writers have postulated that should the big quake hit, that Puget Sound would actually protect the Seattle area from the after effects of a major tsunami. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the big urban areas are actually quite safe. They're not going to get hit by a tsunami. They're way too far inland, or in the case of Seattle, protected by the sound. The tsunami is absolutely going to be more devastating than the earthquake for those in the coastal region and within the tsunami inundation zone. That's a narrow area. I mean, a tsunami cannot, you know, crawl miles and miles inland. We're talking about a skinny little strip along the coast. But we're talking about absolute devastation within that area. I mean, essentially no structures and certainly no people who are within the inundation zone are going to get out okay. But no, Seattle's going to be fine. You can get kind of weirdo local inland sort of mini tsunamis from things like landslides. Those can range anywhere from a couple of feet to, you know, in theory, you could get kind of a 16-foot tsunami. But that would be more like from the Seattle fault. You guys are sitting on top of a whole extra fault line. It wouldn't be from the Cascadia subduction zone. People in the city of Seattle do not need to worry about a tsunami from that kind of mega quake. That said, if you like to go hang out at the coast, this is absolutely something you need to know about and absolutely something you need to find a way to protect yourself from.
We have heard about the potential for a major earthquake, the big one, for many years, but your particular article prompted a huge response, more, I think, than any of the disaster preparedness folks have been able to elicit, not just here in the Northwest, but all over the country. Why do you think your article really had that kind of resonance?
I mean, my first instinct is to say I have no idea. I was completely taken aback, although pleased insofar as I'm happy that the issue is getting attention. You know, a couple things come to mind. One is that although people within the region have been hearing about the risk from the Cascadia subduction zone for a very long time and from various sources, people outside the area, I think for the most part, genuinely didn't know. Like, there was a real shock to discover that there is this major natural disaster lurking in a part of the country that people don't associate with natural disasters, except possibly, you know, St. Helens or a rare one-off like that. So some of it, I think, was kind of the national reaction blowing across the country and back into the Northwest and stoking some of the response. And then, you know, also the platform. I think the New Yorker has a reputation for being a thorough, sober, fact-checked source, which it is. And they also, you know, do you the service of giving you enough space to really tell a story in a lot of depth. And so I think the combination of those two factors probably went a long way toward getting people's attention.
What really was the most surprising thing in all the research and time that you spent that you take away from this?
I mean, honestly, for me, the first shock was just the existence of the risk. I mean, I lived in Portland for 3 years, and it never crossed my mind that I might be sitting on a fault line, and I never heard that I was. And, you know, I think a sort of related shock was realizing that contrast between the severity of the risk. I mean, really, we're talking about, you know, one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, natural disaster potentials in North America. And the contrast between that and the apparent kind of benignness of the environment. I had a very striking conversation with Carmen Merlo, who's the director of emergency management for the city of Portland and has been in various emergency management capacities here for 17 years. And I asked her at some point in the course of that conversation what the worst natural disaster was that she'd coped with over the course of that time. And she cited some snowstorms and blizzards from a handful of years ago. And I asked her, okay, well, you know, how much snow are we talking about? And she said, oh, you know, 10 or 11 inches. I live on the East Coast most of the year. A foot of snow, you know, it happens every 5 days in Boston. It happens, you know, twice a month in New York. And, you know, what that really drove home to me was that the region really just has so little hands-on experience with coping with even low-level disasters. And it's not that I'm wishing, you know, kind of practice disasters on the region, far from it. But it is a reality that if you don't have to face one of those, if you don't have to coordinate all the agencies that get involved, if you don't see which systems fail, you really have no practice when something truly catastrophic hits.
I'm talking with Catherine Schultz, who's a staff writer for The New Yorker. So you mentioned you've lived in Oregon and visit the Northwest a lot. Are you rethinking that?
Well, that's a very reasonable question. yes and no. Look, I wrote this piece. I finished it in June and got on an airplane on June 30th, and I'm spending my summer out here. So, no, I'm obviously not terrified. I'm obviously not inclined to flee. I love the place. Has it changed my behaviors and habits? Yeah, you know, to a certain extent it has. Within Portland, I feel relatively safe. I proselytize fiercely to my friends about bolting their homes to their foundations, strapping down their gas heaters, their water heaters, other ways that they can really improve their odds of coming through an earthquake just fine. I'll tell you what really has changed for me, though, is how I feel about going to the coast. I every summer typically make it out to the Oregon coast a couple times, and that's really changed. I will not spend the night inside the inundation zone. I think it's a very low odds that anything would hit while I was there, but if it did, then we're looking at a real catastrophe. And if you don't live in the area, you don't know the evacuation route's cold, you don't want to wake up at 3 a.m. in the dark to some shaking and realize, oh, man, I don't know how to get out of here.
Well, for anybody who's been to the Oregon coast, they know there's just one road and a bunch of mountains that you're sandwiched in between. So it's kind of hard. I couldn't figure it out, even though there are signs. Just a last question. It's sort of a fine balance between living on the edge of your seat, worrying that the big one is going to hit at any minute, and enjoying a beautiful Pacific Northwest summer, spring, fall, or winter. So where do you think that listeners should end up? You know, how do we spend most of our days with the knowledge that we've taken away from this article you've written?
You know, my very strong feeling about this is literally go spend a weekend thinking about seismic safety and doing something about it. Get yourself an earthquake kit. Get the necessary repairs done in your house. Talk to your family. And the truth is, if you've done that, you can worry very little. You can go out and enjoy the Pacific Northwest, which you should. It's a beautiful region. And the more proactive steps you take, you know, talking to your kids' schools, finding out plans like that, the less you have to worry. So, yes, absolutely, I adore this region. I don't think there should be fear, panic, mass exodus. It's a wonderful place to live. Just take some steps to make sure you can do so here safely.
Catherine Schultz is a staff writer for The New Yorker. Her latest article, maybe you read it, is called The Really Big One. It's about the Cascadia Subduction Zone earthquake that could hit the Northwest anytime.